For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Do you want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily. It's called Spotify for Podcasters. It lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. You know I love that, and I promise you, the other platforms don't offer that. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. I've been using Spotify for Podcasters from the very start. I highly recommend you give it a try. Just don't post on Monday. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Hey everyone, Gil Gross here, post-match. Novak Djokovic versus Holger Rune, ATP Finals 2023 round robin. If you're not here for spoilers, click off the video in 3, 2, 1. For the second time in the last month, Djokovic takes out Rune in 3 sets. He now leads their head-to-head 3-2. And with the win, he's locked up his record, 8th year-end number 1. Pete Sampras is in second with 6. And famously, Pete had to like bust his butt to get number 6. He was playing all the indoor hardcourt tournaments at the end of the year. He basically emptied the tank. He was exhausted at the start of the next year. Novak is like peaking for slams, playing as light a schedule as possible, prioritizing his long-term health, and still continuing to rack up the year-end number ones. Because that's what happens when you win 3 majors and make 4 major finals in a year. You pretty much are going to be year-end number one. Let's get into the match. Got to start with Holger Rune's fitness. That's where we have to start. That's bullet point number one. That's the main factor here. It was very similar to Paris, where, yes, Rune wins the second set, but by the end of the second set, there were some real signs that Holger's legs were shot, that the gas tank had hit empty. Rune, we've covered this time and time again, he's able to still do some really amazing things, even when he's tired. I did that like when he won in Munich, beat Botik van de Zandschulp in that final. That's just one example where sometimes Rune can be tired and still manage to do some good things. And he did it at the end of the second set. But the third set, come on, it felt inevitable. Djokovic wasn't going to lose to a exhausted, zero rally tolerance Rune over the course of an entire set. That wasn't really going to happen. And you felt the same way when they played in Paris. Exact same thing that played out. And it's just, look, the state of Holger's fitness right now, it's pretty much a non-starter, right? They're playing indoors, so it's not hot, it's not humid. It's the first match of the week. Rune has had plenty of rest in the lead-up to this first match. Plus, they're playing in lightning quick conditions where it's not like these points are particularly long and physical. So the loss of fitness here, there aren't a lot of good reasons for it other than Runa's fitness right now is not where it needs to be. That's it, right? Now, that hasn't been the case at all times this year. Clearly, it was better during clay court season. And I'll give you a stat. Runa on the hard courts now is 3-9 in deciding sets this year. 3-9. On clay, he was 7-2. So that time of year, the clay court season, Holger was showing much better rally tolerance and much better endurance in his matches. And that was very much clear. But I don't know if something's happened behind the scenes where, whether it be his injuries or something we don't know about with his training, has not allowed himself to maintain his fitness levels this year. Right now, they're clearly not there. And what does that look like? How does that materialize in the match? Well, the main thing that happens is you'll see that Runa is unable to respond to long rallies and play well in the next couple points after that. So at love one in the third, really long physical first point, and the PA system, something happens, there's a big noise in the arena, and they have to play a let. But they were like 20 balls into this rally, and then they have to play a let. And immediately I'm thinking, here comes the break, because that long first point, Runa's going to be tired for the rest of the game. And what do we see? We see a first ball backhand drop shot that had no chance. I think it bounced before the net. Novak hit a great return. It was not a ball that you can drop shot. We saw a net approach from Runa, which was a force. It was an easy backhand pass from Djokovic. There just wasn't any reason to come forward other than you want the point to end. And then you got a double fault. So that's 3 points. And then there was also a great return from Djokovic down the line with his forehand. So that's the break. We'll get to it, but Djokovic actually gives that break away. They're back on serve. Skip ahead to 2-3 in the third set. It's break point. They play a 27-shot rally that Novak clearly decides, I'm just not going to miss in this point, and Runa's going to have to make the first move because the longer this goes, the better I feel. So Runa makes the first move and hits a forehand drop shot, but it's a good one, and he puts away this forehand volley. He wins the point. He saved the break point. Okay, now it's deuce. What's going to happen after that long point? Well, first ball drop shot, and you knew that was coming, right? In that deuce point, I figured Runa's either going to serve and volley, or he's going to try to hit the first forehand 105 miles per hour, or he's going to hit a first ball drop shot. And it was first ball drop shot, and Novak read it. He was right on it because he knows, right? Like, he saw it coming from a mile away because he knew that Runa was going to be ultra aggressive after that long rally. So Djokovic wins the point off of the drop shot because he got there easily, and then he put away the next volley. And then on the break point, I have to give Holger some credit because he was willing to suffer in this point, even though he was tired. He didn't bail out quickly. But when Novak got him running into his forehand corner, Runa went for the highlight reel counterattack cross court winner, where really it was a ball he should have been defending, but instead he went for the winner because, you know, his legs were toast at that point. I actually give him some credit for hanging in that rally for as long as he did. All right, so that was the break, and Djokovic was not broken for the rest of the way in the third set, and he wins the match. The main reason why this was as close as it was there were two very unclutch moments from Novak Djokovic. The first was the second set tiebreak, where second point of the tiebreak, Novak misses a very, very easy first ball forehand off of a sitter that he puts into the net. And then on the next point, he makes another unforced error from the middle of the court attacking with his forehand. 3-love, Runa ace, 4-love. So at that point, the tiebreak is just, it's gotten away from Djokovic. Then in the third set, shockingly, after getting the break, Novak double faults twice in a row from up 15 love, which not only allows Rune to win 2 points in a row for 15-30, it also allows him to not move for 2 points. And, you know, at this point, energy is a big deal. So you allow him to rest for like 2 minutes, win 2 points, 15-30. Holger's able to break. And Djokovic breaks not one, but two rackets. And I don't blame him. I mean, I can't believe Novak double faulted twice in a row there. It's shocking stuff. So that is...
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's a big reason why it was as close as it was. But as we expected in Turin, we're going to get these close matches with tie breaks and not a lot of breaks. And the way the first set tiebreak played out is more of what I expected. More of what I expected in this head-to-head. Where the decision-making is a difference maker. And Holger just made some mistakes with his decisions in the first set, and Novak did not. Tight matches, pressure moments, who's going to make the bad decisions? It's almost always going to be Rune here. Now, Novak made some execution mistakes under pressure in the second set tiebreak, but that's different from decision-making mistakes, which Novak is almost never going to commit. Let me give you the examples. Here's what kind of did Rune in the first set tiebreak. At 2-3, he is over-eager on a forehand, basically on his off-ball movement. If this was Monday Match Analysis, I would obviously give you screenshots. But Djokovic is hitting a forehand cross court, and Rune, off-ball movement is very important. In this case, Holger makes a decision. Holger makes a read that he is going to move up inside the baseline as if a short ball is coming. A short ball is not coming. It was overly aggressive off-ball movement, and suddenly Rune has a forehand half volley that he's changing direction on, and he's rushing himself on, and he misses that. And that's the first, that makes it 3-all. Then at 3-all, he comes forward. It's a net rush that it just wasn't there. There was no opportunity to come forward. This is a bit of a pattern that we see this sometimes from Rune, where it was a backhand approach. I think it was a cross-court backhand approach. There wasn't any opportunity to come forward. So often the critique is somebody doesn't come to net enough. There's also, you're coming to net way too much. We've talked about this with Rune throughout the season. If you just give Djokovic an easy passing shot and you come forward for no reason, that's just a bad decision. And then finally, at 4-6, set point, Rune misses his first serve, and he goes with the second serve and volley. Djokovic passes him. I mean, it's just not a good play. And I would love for Holger's team to show him the numbers on second serve, serve, and volley, because it's something that he does under pressure sometimes. I was actually calling in Basel. He was playing Tomas Martin Echeverry. And he had done it like three times throughout the match. And he had lost the point every single time. And I'm pretty sure in the third set tiebreak, it was something like 5-4. Runa pulls it out. Second serve, serve and volley. Echeverry passes him. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, why are you going to a play that has not worked ever throughout the match on the biggest point? It's just silly to hit a soft kick second serve and come in behind it. It's a terrible play. And somehow Runa likes to go to it under pressure. So, in general, Holger was hyper-aggressive in this match. He was unafraid. He was going after his shots. In a way, I like the mindset, especially on these courts. But there just needs to be some discipline there where you're not making bad decisions. And I don't know if this stems from the fitness issues, right? Is it not trusting his legs? And that's why he is overeager in his court positioning, or making an approach that isn't there, or serve and volleying when he shouldn't be? Or is it a reaction to the nerves? Is it he's feeling tight, and when he feels tight, these are the things he does? It could be either. Other factors. Djokovic served to the Runa forehand really, really well. That was his go-to. He recognizes what the weaker return is. And if you watch the highlights, like if you go on Tennis TV and watch the highlights, you're going to think that Runa was amazing on his forehand return, because he hit maybe three, four, maybe even five blistering forehand returns that are going to be in the highlights. I know they will be, because they were amazing. What's not going to be in the highlights is all of the forehand returns that Runa missed, taking a big cut at it, taking a big swing and not making it. That won't be in the highlights. Believe me. Now, Runa did mix it up, and sometimes he did try to block the forehand return. That was just as problematic, honestly. His forehand block return needs work. It's a weakness. For some reason, he just doesn't hit the forehand block very well. It can float and land short. Sometimes he just mishits it. Too often, honestly, he mishits it. So Djokovic recognized that, and he attacked it on every big point. And there were a couple of occasions where Runa came up with some big forehand returns in big spots, but that was just a couple. More often than not, Djokovic was getting a ton of purchase and success serving into Runa's forehand, which there are a couple factors here. First of all, Djokovic's slice serve into the righty forehand, it's his best serve, it's money. So it's a serve he can execute at a high level over and over again. But also, when you're in Runa's position and one of your returns is a weakness or a hole, that's tough. That's tough to overcome, because obviously the serve is the shot that your opponents can fully control. And it's going to be hard to hide a weakness like that. There were a lot of positives for Holger, though. Runa is serving really big again. It saved him in the second set. He got so many unreturnables off of Novak in the second set. There was also, I think Djokovic will be upset, because it got a little bit ridiculous with how few returns he was making. Just very uncharacteristic for Djokovic. I also thought that Runa, when he had a chance to rip the forehand from the back of the court, I think he hit it really well. I just wish that he leaned on that more, right? Instead of rushing forward, instead of being super desperate to take the ball early and redirect on the forehand. You know, just hang back, stay in position, and use your weight of shot. That's what I would have liked to see. Now, I don't know if his legs would have allowed him to do that. In fact, it's almost a certainty that his legs wouldn't have allowed him to do that. But in an ideal world, Runa would have showed some more patience and waited for opportunities to hit his forehand, his big heavy forehand, from behind the baseline, instead of having to charge in, take the ball on the rise, rush himself, come forward, etc. I also think that Runa's second serve, there were double faults that led to breaks, but in general, I think he also shows a pretty fantastic ability to hit big second serves and make them at a high rate. So I just want to throw that out there. Djokovic, on the other hand, I think he'll just be glad that he pulled out the win. And he did enough to do it, you know, staying solid in the first set. There was some good forehand aggression behind his serve in some big, you know, key moments. Obviously, he doesn't have the endurance issues that Runa has. But I don't think he'll be thrilled with how it went down. I don't think he'll be thrilled with his level. And for Djokovic, it was mostly just about getting through with the win. Hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.